Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
I always feel that when we are taking the Lord's table, this is the climax of the conference.
我一直感觉当我们在主桌子面前领受主身体的时候这都是特会的高峰
It reminds us that in 1727,
提醒我们在1727年的时候
There were a group of God's people gathering together for the Lord's table.
那有一群弟兄姊妹聚在主桌子的跟前
These were people who fled from persecution.
他们是逃离了逼迫
They came from different directions.
他们从不同的方向来聚在一起
And they had different emphasis of faith.
他们在信仰方面有不同的着重点
They differ in many things.
他们有许多不同的地方
But on that Sunday, they came together to break the bread to remember the Lord.
当那个主日他们聚在一起擘饼纪念主的时候
As they were breaking the bread,
当他们擘饼的时候
the Spirit of God descended upon them.
神的灵从天而降
They were also filled with the love of Christ.
他们里面被主的爱所充满
That they will be melted together into one.
他们就被融成一个身体。
They embrace one another and confess to one another.
他们彼此拥抱，彼此认罪。
And then from that day onward,
从那天开始
we see the great Moravian movement.
我们就看到那伟大的摩尼维亚运动。
They became one people.
他们成为一个人。
And out of them, they went out to spread the gospel to the world.
从他们当中就把福音传到世界各处。
For 100 years,
一百年之久
they continue on with 24 hours prayer.
他们没有停止，每天24小时不断的祷告。
They pray together by turns.
他们是轮流在那里祷告。
Every hour on the hour.
每一个钟点。
And this continued for 100 years.
这个连续了一百年。
So oftentimes, when I come to the Lord's table,
说明是多少时候当我来到主桌子跟前的时候
It is the desire of my heart.
这是我里面的愿望
That the Spirit of God, the glory of God, may fill us.
神的灵，神的荣耀充满我们
That it will deliver us from all differences.
那就救我们脱离大家的不同
and join us together into the one body of Christ
叫我们实在能够连结在基督一个身体的里面
and there we will go out to bear the testimony of Jesus
从那里开始我们就出去为耶稣基督做见证
so I always feel it is hard for me to speakAfter the Lord's table.
我一直都感觉擘饼之后很难再讲什么道。
It seems to be something extra.
好像讲什么都是多余的。
But since it is the arrangement of the conference,
但这大会这样安排我
I have to obey.
我要顺服。
So will you please turn again?To Matthew chapter 6.
请我们再翻开马太福音第六章。
We would read again the so-called Lord's Prayer.
我们再读这一段被称为主导文的。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
马太福音第六章第九节开始。
Thus therefore pray ye, Our Father who art in the heavens, let thy name be sanctified. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our needed bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but save us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
第九节开始，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远。阿们。
And please turn to the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2.
我们再翻开腓立比书第二章。
We'll read from verse 5 through verse 11.
我们从第五节到第十一节。
For let his mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine, to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in figure as a man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and granted him a name, that which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of heavenly and earthly and infernal beings, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to God the Father's glory.
第五节到第十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And finally, the gospel according to John.
我们最后翻到约翰福音
Chapter 17.
第十七章。
We'll read verse 5.
我们读第五节。
And now glorify me, thou Father, along with thyself, with the glory which I had along with thee before the world was.
父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
And then verse 24.
24节。
Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me, before the foundation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
May we have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We want to thank you for bringing us to the last session of this conference.
我们感谢你，你把我们带到特会的最后一次的聚集。
Thou has been good to us.
你实在对我们满了恩典。
Thou has been faithful to us.
你实在是蛮有信实。
It is all because of thy grace that we are able to continue until now.
都是因着你的恩典，我们能够继续直到如今。
We not only offer this time to thee.
我们不单只把这段时间交给你。
We will offer ourselves to thee.
我们要把我们自己交在你的手中。
And pray that by thy Holy Spirit.
我们求你借着你的圣灵。
Bring us into the reality of thy living word.
把我们带进你话语的实际里面。
That we may be the praise of thy glory.
叫我们叫你的荣耀得着称赞。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for bringing us together these few days.
感谢神这几天把我们聚在一起。
He wants us to focus our attention just to one thing.
他要我们的心实在聚精在一点上。
For thine is the kingdom and the power.And the glory forever, Amen.
国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，直到永远， Amen.
We have said again and again.
我们一再地说
that this is the response of our heart to God.
这应该是我们向着神的心的回应。
Our Lord Jesus has taught us how to pray.
我们的主教导我们如何的祷告。
And after we pray according to the Lord's will.
我们祷告要按着神的旨意来祷告。
It touches our heart so deeply.
它实在很深地感动了我们的心。
That we cannot but cry out, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
我们不能够不从心中喊出说权柄、国度、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
It is not just an exclamation.
这不光光是一个解释。
It is a testimony.
这是一个
of us.
这是我们的见证。
We testify to the fact.
我们要为这个事实做见证。
The kingdom is his.
国度是他的。
The power is his.
权柄是他的。
And the glory is his.
荣耀是他的。
It is more than just an expression of our words.
这不光光是我们言语的发表。
It is the expression of our very life.
这是我们生命的实际的展示。
Because in our very life, he has shown us What his kingdom is.
你们在我们的生命里面，他叫我们看到什么是国度。
Once we belong to the kingdom of darkness.
我们本来属乎那黑暗的国度。
But in his grace and mercy, he has delivered us from the power of darkness.
因着他恩典跟怜悯，救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And has translated us into the kingdom. Of the Son of His love.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
What a change it is.
这是多么大的改变。
From the depths of sin and death.
我们在罪恶的深处。
from the tyranny of the enemy.
我们是与仇敌为友的这种光景里面救我们出来。
From a very hopeless situation.
从那些绝望的光景里面带我们出来。
From being the children of the enemy of God.
我们本来是神仇敌之子。
By his grace and mercy, he has transferred us out of that kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son of his love.
因着他的恩典跟怜悯，救我们脱离黑暗的国度，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
We remember when our Lord Jesus began to preach.
我们记得当我们的主开始传道的时候。
He said, "Repent." For the kingdom of God, kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh.
他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Why is it so?
为什么这样说呢？
Why does he say the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh?
为什么他说天国近了？
And it's not the kingdom of the heavens has come.
不是说天国已经来到呢？
The reason is because the king has arrived, but he has no people.No territory.
因为国王已经来到，但他还没有国民，他还没有土地。
So he called us to repent.
所以他呼召我们要悔改。
And thank God.
感谢神。
There were a number of people responded to his call.
当时有一些人回应了他的呼召。
So you find when you come to Matthew chapter 11.
所以我们看到当到马太十一章的时候
The Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说
The kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
天国是要努力要暴力进入的
And the violence seized upon it.
努力的人就得到
In other words,
换一句话说
When the king came into this world,
当王来到世上
Before he had his own people,
他还没有得到他的国民之前
His kingdom is only being nigh.
他的天国只是近了而已
But after a number of people believe in him,
但当有一些人相信他之后
And they began to follow him,
他们开始跟从他
Then the kingdom of the heavens is to be taken by violence.
然后天国就让这些奴隶的人能够进入。
In other words, the kingdom of the heavens is now.
换一句话说，天国已经临到。
It is to be given to those who are violent to themselves.
是要赏给那些对自己凶暴的人。
We do not like that word.Violent.
我们不喜欢这个凶暴的这个字
Because it had a bad connotation to us.
因为好像这个是不是一个好的词句
But actually the word violent is neutral.
但是其实这个字应该是中性的
It depends on to whom and to what are you violent.
因为是看你对谁比较凶恶
If you are violent to other people.
如果你对别人凶暴
Then it is wrong.
这是不对的。
But if you're violent to yourself,
如果你对你自己是凶恶的
then you seize upon the kingdom.
那你就得着天国。
So in a sense, the kingdom of the heavens is already here.
换一句话说，天国已经临到。
Though it is still unseen by the world,
虽然世人还是没有看见
But we do find that people who are really violent to themselves, they have gained that kingdom.
我们就看到那些对自己是凶暴的人，他们已经得到了这个天国。
It simply means those who deny themselves.
换句话说，是他们是舍己的人。
And take up the cross.And follow the Lord.
是背起十字架跟从主的人。
They are now living in the reality of the coming kingdom of the heavens.
他们就活在要来的天国的实际当中。
So when the kingdom of the heavens in reality, in practice, come into this world.
当天国是实际是实行的临到这世上的时候。
When our Lord Jesus will come back the second time.
当我们的主第二次再来的时候。
He will publicly establish his kingdom upon this earth.
他要公开的在地上建立他的国度。
And then those who live in the reality of the kingdom of heavens today.
那些今天活在天国的实际当中的人。
They will be reign and rule with Christ. For 1,000 years.
他们就要与主一同掌权作王1,000年。
And to them, thine is the kingdom is a reality.
对于他们来讲，国度是你的，是成为实际。
And the same thing is true with thine is the power.
同样，权柄是你的，也是如此。
Power belongs to God.
是属于神的。
But this is not something that we only hear about it.
这不光光是我们听一听而已。
It is something that we really experience in our lives.
这是我们在生命里面可以经历的。
We experience the greatness of His power.
我们经历了他能力权柄的伟大。
In changing us from glory. To glory.
他叫我们被改变，永上加永。
So again, you find it is something that is real in our life.
所以你发现这是在我们生命里面实在的事情。
And the same thing is true with glory.
对荣耀也是这样。
Glory is not something that we only hear about and talk about.
荣耀不光光是我们听听讲讲而已的。
Glory is something that works in our lives.
荣耀是在我们生命里面要显出的。
That transforms us from glory to glory.
要改变我们永上加永。
As by the Lord the Spirit.
好像是神的灵所做成的。
So in other words,
换句话说，
the reason why we have this as our theme.
我们为什么用这个做主题。
It is not just for the sake of knowing what they are.
并不光光只是叫我们认识一下这是怎么一件事。
But the real purpose is,
真正的目的乃是
that we all may by our experience saying, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
我们愿意从经历的里面说，国度、荣耀、权柄都是你的，直到永远。
Now for my part, by the grace of God, we have already shared something on this matter of glory.
我的责任，借着神的恩典，我们已经交通过一点关于荣耀这一部分。
But this morning I would like to re-emphasize how can we glorify God.
今天我们再一次要重点来看我们如何的能够荣耀神。
God wants to give glory to us.
神要把荣耀给我们。
Our Lord Jesus is to lead many sons into glory.
我们的主他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
But glory is not something for us to grasp at.
但荣耀不是我们是强夺得来的。
Glory is something that God would give to those who glorify Him.
荣耀乃是神要给予那些荣耀他的人。
So we already mentioned that our Lord Jesus is the perfect example.
我们已经讲过，我们的主是那完美的例子。
We find that in Philippians chapter 2.
我们看在腓立比书第二章里面。
We are exhorted to have the mind of Christ.
我们被劝勉要以基督耶稣的心为心。
And what is the mind of Christ?
耶稣基督的心思是什么呢？
The mind of Christ is described as such.
耶稣基督的心思是这样被形容的。
We find in Hebrew, in Philippians chapter 2,
在腓立比二章这么讲到。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Who subsisting in the form of God did not esteem it an object of repine to be on equality with God.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
And here you find our Lord Jesus, he subsists in the form of God.
这可以说他本有神的形象。
Now, the form here does not refer to outward appearance.
这个形象不是讲到外表。
The form here refers to his inward nature and quality.
这形象乃是讲到他内在的品质跟他的性格。
Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
因为太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So our Lord Jesus, before he came into this world,
我们的主降世之前，
he was on equality with God.
他是与神同等的。
He had the same nature, the same character of God.
他与神的本性、性格一样。
And that is not something to be grasped at.
但他不以此说与神同等为强夺。
And the reason why you find this word to be grasped at,
这里特别讲到强夺的。
It is because once upon a time,
因为曾经发生过这样的事。
There was someone who tried to grasp at, rob at the glory of God.
曾经有想强夺这样的事情发生。
But our Lord Jesus never did that.
但是我们的主从来没有这样。
He has all these prerogatives.
他有这样的美德。
He was equal with God.
他本与神同等。
But for the love of God,
因着神的爱，
and for God's plan to be fulfilled,
为了神的旨意能够完成，
He emptied himself.
他倒空他自己。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first step of the mind of Christ.
这是耶稣基督心思的第一步。
He whowas the fullness of God.
他是神的丰满。
The Bible said all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
圣经告诉我们说，神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
No one can fathom the fullness of God.
没有人能够带出认识神的丰满。
We may know a little bit of the righteousness of God.
我们可能认识一点神的公义。
But we do not know how righteous he is.
但是我们不知道他是有多么的公义。
We may know a little bit of the holiness of God.
我们可能知道一点神的神圣。
And yet, we cannot understand how holy he is.
但是我们实在不够认识他是多么的神圣。
We may taste a little bit of the love of God.
我们可能尝过一点神的爱。
But his love is exceeds our comprehension.
但是他的爱是超越我们所能领会的。
He is the fullness of everything.
他是一切的丰满。
And yet all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ bodily.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
In other words,
换句话说，
He is the fullness of God.
他是神的丰满。
He is the expression of God's fullness.
他是神丰满的彰显。
But then, for His love for us,
因着他对我们的爱，
in order to fulfill God's plan,
为了要成就神的计划，
to deliver us,
拯救我们，
He offered Himself to His Father.
他把他自己献上 给他的父神。
To come to this world as a man.
来到地上成为一个人。
But for God to become a man.
让神成为一个人。
He has to empty himself.
他要倒空他自己。
Now, it doesn't mean that our Lord Jesus, in emptying himself, he emptied himself of his Godhead.
当然他不是倒空他的神性神
国。Because he is God.
因为他本身就是神。
He is God forever and forever.
他永永远远是神。
But he emptied himself.
但他倒空他自己。
All the honor and glory surrounding his Godhead.
在他神性里面一切的荣耀尊贵他都倒空。
So what an emptying that must be.
这是多么大的一个倒空。
We can talk about it, we can think about it, but we can never really fully understand it.
我们可以讲一讲，我们可以思想一下，但是我们永远不能完全的领会。
And this is the first step of his way to glorify God.
这是他在荣耀神的路上的第一步。
And he is calling us to follow him.
他呼召我们来跟从他。
Brothers and sisters, I often feel.
弟兄姊妹，我们的感觉乃是
We are so empty.
我们是那样的虚空。
What can we empty of?
我们还有什么东西能够再倒出来呢？
Unless we empty our sins, our transgressions, our offenses.
除非我们倒空我们的罪，我们的过犯，我们这些东西。
So you find that when our Lord Jesus called to us,
所以我们听到主呼召我们的时候，
He said, deny yourself.
他说要舍己。
Now what do you mean by deny yourself?
什么叫做舍己？
In other words, deny yourself is empty yourself.
舍己乃是倒空你自己。
The Lord wants us to empty ourselves too.
主也叫我们倒空我们自己。
But what we can empty is only that which offends God.
我们能够倒空什么呢？就是我们倒空我们这些敌对神的东西。
Unfortunately, we find in our Christian life,
在我们基督徒的生活里面，
we find it is very difficult for us to deny ourselves.
我们发现我们要舍己是很困难的。
There seems to be such a natural love.For ourselves.
我们好像有一个天然的自爱在里面。
We may say to the Lord, I love you.
我们可以对主说，主啊，我爱你。
I'm willing to die for you.
我愿意为你舍命。
Just like the Apostle Peter.
好像使徒彼得那样。
And yet,
但是
when we are under testing,
当我们被试炼的时候，
we find that we really love ourselves more than our Lord.
我们发现我们爱我们自己多过我们爱主。
We cannot deny ourselves.
我们不能够舍己。
Even though we really have nothing to deny.
虽然我们没有什么好舍的。
And what God wants us to deny.
神要求我们舍己。
Are those things that stand in the way of the will of God.
就是把那些在那里抵挡神旨意的东西去掉。
But somehow we cannot see it.
但是不知道为什么我们好像看不见。
Not until the Spirit of God reveals to us.
直到神的灵把这些事情向我们显明出来。
Until His love constrains us.
直到他的爱激励我们。
Then we are willing to lay down ourselves.
我们才愿意放下我们自己。
Take up our cross and follow Him.
背起十字架跟从主。
And then you find after he has emptied himself.
你就看到当他虚己之后，
the next step,
下一步，
he takes upon himself a bondman's form.
取了奴仆的形象。
And the form here is the same word as the form of God.
这里讲到形象跟上面讲的神的形象是同一个字。
It does not refer to the outward appearance.
不是指到外面的外表。
It refers to his inward thought.
乃是他里面的心思。
His inward character.
他里面的性格。
So when our Lord Jesus came into this world as a man.
所以当我们的主来到地上成为一个人的时候。
When you look at him, he is a perfect man.
你看他，他是一个完美的人。
And yet, if you can see what's inside him.
当你看到他里面的时候
，You find he has the form of a born slave.
你看到他里面有奴仆的形象。
In other words, when he came into this world as a man,
换句话说，当他降世为人的时候
，His inward mind is the mind of a born slave.
他里面的心思乃是一个奴仆的心思。
Now, of course.
当然
，It refers to what we find in the Old Testament.
是讲到旧约里面的情景。
You remember in Exodus chapter 21.
你记得在出埃及记二十一章的时候。
In Exodus chapter 20, you find the Ten Commandments.
出埃及记二十章讲到十诫。
God declared to the children of Israel the Ten Commandments.
神向以色列百姓颁布了十诫。
The Ten Commandments are divided into two parts.
十诫分开两部分。
The first part contains four commandments.
前面有四个诫命。
It tells us of the holiness of God.
讲到神的神圣。
And the next table contains six commandments.
下面一部分是六个诫命。
It tells us of the righteousness.Of God.
是讲到神的公义。
God reveals himself as holy and righteous.
神向我们显现他是神圣，他是公义。
And to be his people, we have to be holy and righteous.
要做他的子民，我们要圣洁，我们要公义。
By the Ten Commandments, the children of Israel becomes God's people.
借着十诫以色列的百姓成为神的百姓。
But immediately after the Ten Commandments,
十诫刚刚颁布之后
，When you come to chapter 21,
当你来到二十一章
，The first thing that is mentioned,
第一件事讲到
，If your Hebrew brother became poor,
如果你希伯来的弟兄贫穷了。
And he sold himself to you.
他把他自己卖给你。
As your slave.
做你的奴仆。
He will serve you for 6 years.
他要服侍你六年。
And after 6 years, on the 7th year.
六年之后到第七年。
He will go out free.
他可以自由白白的出去。
And when he went out.
当他出去的时候。
The master was supposed to supply him with every needs.
他的主人要供给他一切的需要。
But if that Hebrew bondman,
他如果这个希伯来的奴仆
he said, I love my master.
他说我爱我的主人。
I love his family.
我爱他全家。
I want to stay with you forever.
我愿意永远与你住在一起。
I do not want to go out free.
我不愿意自由地出去。
I'm happy with you.
我很满足在你的里面。
Then what should be done to him?
那要他要做什么呢
？He will be taken to the judge.
他要被带到审判官那里。
To prove and to decide that this is real.
然后来证明这是真实的。
This is not something forced upon him.
这不是被强迫做的。
But it is voluntary.Will.
是他里面甘心情愿的。
Then the master will bring him back to the door of his house.
所以主人就把他带到他门框那里。
And use an awl to pierce his ear on the door.
用锥子来穿他的耳朵在门框上。
And from that time onward,
从那个时候开始
he became a bond slave for life.
他就成终生成为一个奴仆。
He is a love slave.
他是一个爱的奴仆。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，When our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当我们的主在地上的时候
，In his inward feeling,
在他里面的感觉。
He had the feeling that he was a love slave.
他里面有一个感觉，他是一个爱的奴仆。
That's the reason why you find in Psalm 40.
这是我们在诗篇第四十篇里面所看到的。
You find it is said that burnt offering and oblation.You do not desire.
这里说是祭物和礼物你不喜悦。
But you have prepared me a pierced ear.
你已经开通了我的耳朵。
I come to do thy will.
我来是要侍奉你的旨意。
Thy law was written in my heart.
你的律法在我的心里。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
you find when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候,
He not only emptied all the honor and glory of His Godhead,
他不单只倒空他神格里面的荣耀与丰富,
As a man, He had the mind of a bond slave.
作为一个人, 而且他取了奴仆的心思意念。
He considered himself as not free.
他自己不当是一个自由的人。
He did not live for himself.
他不再为自己而活。
He was a born slave to God.
他向着神是一个奴仆。
And as a slave, the most important thing is the ear.
对于奴仆奴隶来说，最重要的是耳朵。
That is to say, you have to hear.Your master's command.
你要会听你主人的命令。
Then you will obey and do his will.
你就能够顺服而遵行他的旨意。
What if you have a slave?
如果你有一个这样的奴仆。
He seems to love you.
他好像爱你。
He wants to serve you.
他要服侍你。
And yet he will not hear what you say.
但他不听你说的话。
He will do whatever he thinks that's what you need.
他要做他认为你需要的东西。
Now, if you have such a servant,
如果你有这样的仆人,
I think you will dismiss him right away.
你就马上把他辞掉。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
As a born slave, the first thing is the ear.
作为一个奴仆，最重要的是会听。
Hear what the master said.
听主人说的。
And do accordingly.
根据他所吩咐的去行。
You know, the women today have their pierced ear.
今天很多的女人有这个耳洞。
And now you find even men have pierced ear.
现在男人也穿耳洞。
They think it's a decoration.
哦，他们觉得这是一个装饰。
They do not realize what it really is.
他们真是不知道它实在的意义是什么。
If your ear is pierced,
如果你的耳朵穿了洞，
then you're obliged to listen to the word of God.
你就一定要听神的话了。
And to do accordingly.
要遵行他的旨意。
So that is the inward mind of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主。里面的心思。
Now why is it so?
为什么是如此呢?
Because in the very beginning, when God created man,
因为一开始当神创造人的时候,
He had the intention that man should listen to him.
他要人听他的话。
To do his will.
遵行他的旨意。
That is the duty of man.
这是人的责任。
The duty of man is to glorify God.
人的责任是要荣耀神。
And to do his will.
遵行他的旨意。
But unfortunately, you find this is not the condition of man.
但很可惜，这不是人的光景。
Man has a rebellious mind.
人有一个背叛的心思。
They cannot and they will not listen to God.
他们不能够也不愿意听神的话。
Their ears are not pierced.
他们的耳朵没有被刺穿。
But when our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候，
that's what he was.
他就是这样的听神的话。
And this is the second step that we must follow in order to glorify God.
这是我们需要 当荣耀神的时候要走的第二步。
As a man, we need to listen to God.
作为一个人，我们需要听神的话。
We need to lay down our own mind.
我们需要放下我们的心思。
Oftentimes you find we argue with God's will with our reasoning.
经常时候我们用我们自己的理由与神辩驳。
But now you find in God's mind created man is to have a man that will listen to him.
但是在神的心思里面，被造的人是要听他话的。
So we need to have that mind of Christ in us.
我们需要有耶稣基督的心思在我们里面。
And then you find the third step.
第三步。
And having taken his place in the likeness of man.
说成为人的样式，具有人的样子。
And having been found in the figure as a man.
就具有人的样子。
He humbled himself.
就自己卑微。
This speaks of the life of our Lord Jesus.
这是讲到我们主的生活。
Inwardly, he had a mind of a bond slave to God.
在里面他有一个向着神是做奴仆的心思。
Outwardly, he...has the figure of a man.
在外面他是有人的样式。
He is a perfect man.
他是一个完全的人。
He has a body.
他有一个身体。
Just like we are.
跟我们一样。
He has a soul.
他有一个魂。
A human soul.
人的魂。
Just like we are.
跟我们一样。
In other words, he has his own thinking.He has his own will. He has his own emotion.
他有他自己的心思，他有他的意志，他有他的情感。
But here you find when he takes the figure of man.
这里我们看到，当他有了取了人的样式的时候
，his life is expressed by humbling himself.
他的生命表现在他是自己卑微。
Not only inwardly, he has the mind of a bond slave.
不单单他里面有奴仆的心思。
Outwardly, he humbled himself.
他外面有自己谦卑的生活。
To be obedient to God.
向着神是顺服的。
This is the whole life of our Lord Jesus.
这是我们主的一生。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
in following the Lord Jesus,
当我们要跟从主耶稣的时候
we need to follow in this way too.
我们需要如此的来跟从。
We should humble ourselves.
我们要自己卑微。
And we should be obedient to our God.
我们要向着神存心顺服。
And then finally,
最后
you find he was so obedient even to the death of the cross.
他那样的存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
We can never fathom what happened to our Lord Jesus.
我们没有办法能够领会在主身上发生的事情。
What happened in the Garden of Gethsemane?
在克西马尼园里面发生的事情我们不够领会。
We read about it in the Gospels.
我们在福音书里面读过。
How he felt grieved in his soul.
他魂里面是多么的悲伤。
How he was oppressed in his spirit.
他灵里面多么的受压。
He entered into the garden to pray.
他到园子里面祷告。
He even wants his disciples to pray with him.
他要求他的门徒们陪他一同祷告。
As if he needs support.
他需要扶持。
And when he prayed, he was so grieved that his sweat came down as blood.
他祷告的时候是那样的忧愁，汗如血滴。
We can never understand the agony of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们永远不会领会主耶稣在克西马尼园里面所受的痛苦。
And unless the angel appear and support him, he will die in the garden.
若不是天使来加他力量，他会死在园子里。
Now what is the struggle behind it?
这里面的挣扎是什么？
Why is it he was so as if so afraid of the cross?
为什么他那么惧怕十字架呢？
He came for that purpose.
他来了是为了上十字架。
He knew it perfectly.
他完全的知道。
But why is it that was such struggle in the garden?
为什么在他里面有这么大的挣扎？
Because.
因为
he was so holy, so pure, so righteous.
因为他是那样的圣洁，那样的公义，那样的单纯。
He so pleased his father in all things.
他在凡事上讨父的喜悦。
He has the presence of his father throughout his life.
在他一生里面都有父的同在。
He has never been disobedient to God.
他永远没有离开过神。
And now you find he was to put upon himself all the sins of the world.
现在要全世界的罪都加在他身上。
From the time of Adam, even until now.
从亚当直到如今。
Even until the time of his return.
直到他再来之前。
In other words, the Bible said,
换一句话，圣经告诉我们
，He was to be made sin for us.
他为我们成为罪。
Remember, it is not just to bear some of our sins.
不是只是替我们担我们一些的罪。
He was to be sin itself.
他要成为我们成为罪。
Now for the sinless one to be sin.
叫那无罪的成为罪。
This is something he couldn't take.
这实在是他受不了的。
And that's the struggle behind it.
这是他里面为什么挣扎。
But thank God.
感谢神。
He was obedient to the Father.
他向着父神是这样顺服。
Even unto death.
存心顺服以至于死。
And that the death of the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Praise God for that.
赞美主。
So you find the way to glory is not going up.The way to glory is going down.
我们看到进入荣耀的路不是向上而是向下。
Down, 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 down.
一直是向下向下向下。
And that is the way to glory.
这是进到荣耀的路。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I think we need to learn the secret to glory.
我们需要认识进入荣耀的秘诀。
To whom God will glorify him.
神要叫他得荣耀。
God will glorify those who are willing to empty themselves.
神要荣耀那些愿意倒空自己的人。
God will give glory to those who have the mind of a love slave.
神要把那些有做爱奴仆心思的人叫他们得荣耀。
God will give glory to those who will humble themselves and be obedient.
神要荣耀那些他们存心顺服以至于死的人。
And God will glory those who are willing to take up their crosses and follow the Lord.
神要加荣耀给那些甘心背十字架跟从主的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are living in a day.
我们今天在地上活着。
Where you find even the gospel has changed.
我们发现地上的福音都被改变。
We find when Paul went into Corinth.
我们看到当保罗到哥林多的时候。
He determined on one thing.
他定义了一件事情。
He was determined to know nothing. But Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
他定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Because he knows that this is the only way to deliver the people there.
他知道这是唯一能够拯救那里人的一条路。
But today you find the cross is hardly preached.
但是你发现今天很少人传讲十字架。
On the contrary.We find prosperity gospel is everywhere.
今天我们所能看到到处都在传讲成功神学成功福音。
If you preach the gospel of the cross of Jesus Christ,
如果你在那里传耶稣基督并他钉十字架，
you find very few people really respond.
你发现很少有人有回应。
But when you preach the prosperity gospel,
如果你在讲到信主是蒙福的，是得兴旺的，
you have multitudes, you have crowds.
就有许许多多的人来跟从你。
We don't want the cross.
我们不要十字架，
but we want the crown.
我们反而要冠冕。
But in the sight of God, there is no such thing.
但是从神的眼光来看，没有这样的事。
Without the cross, there will not be the crown.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
This is the way of Christ.
这是主的道路。
And if we want to follow Christ,
如果我们愿意跟从主基督，
we must be prepared for it.
我们要如此的预备好。
Our Lord Jesus said,
我们的主说，
The day that I'm glorified has arrived.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
Unless a great grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
But if it die,
若是死了，
it bears much fruit.
就结出许多的籽粒来。
If we love our soul life, we'll lose it.
凡爱惜自己魂生命的，必失丧生命。
If we hate, deny our soul life, we'll gain it to eternity.
凡恨恶自己魂生命的，必得生命到永远。
This is the only way to glory.
这是唯一得荣耀的路。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we want to emphasize and re-emphasize it.
我们要一再的强调。
We need to have a fresh new concept of the cross.
我们对十字架要有新的、新鲜的观念。
Now, what is a cross?
十字架是什么？
A cross is something that cross you.
十字架乃是一些东西把你来去掉。
When the will of God and your will cross each other,
当神的旨意跟你的旨意相交叉的时候，
you have a cross.
你就有个十字架。
And when the cross comes to you,
当十字架临到你，
you can either take it up or you can either bypass it.
你可以背起它，你可以绕过它。
And if you take it up,
如果你背起十字架，
What will be the result?
结果是什么？
It will mean death to yourself.
那你的老我就是死。
But it will mean life of Christ in you.
就讲到基督的活就在你里面。
If you bypass the cross,
如果你绕过十字架，
and you find an alternative way,
你找到另外的一条路，
it means that you lose the crown.
那你就会失掉冠冕。
So we need to have a new concept of what the cross is.
我们今天要对于十字架有一个新的观念。
It is not God's will to cause us to suffer.
神的旨意不是叫我们去受苦。
It is God's will to deliver us.
神的旨意乃是要拯救我们。
He knows how we are under the control of a self-life.
他知道我们如何的被己生命来辖制。
And unless the self-life is being sanctified,
除非这个己生命成圣，
we will never be able to be filled with the life of Christ.
我们就没有办法让基督的生命充满在我们里面。
So you find that's the reason why we have to take up the cross and follow the Lord.
这是我们为什么要背起十字架来跟从主。
There is no other way to glorify God.
没有别的路，没有其他的路，我们能够荣耀神。
And there is no other way to glory.
也没有其他的路能够得荣耀。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, that we will have a renewed mind.
真是希望弟兄姊妹， 我们的心思能够这样被更新。
Now of course, when you read Romans chapter 12,
当然我们读罗马书十二章的时候
,in verse 1 he said,
第一章那里说
I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God,
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们
to present your bodies a living sacrifice,
将身体献上当作活祭
it is holy,
这是圣洁的
acceptable to God,
是神所喜悦的
and it is your reasonable worship and service.
你们如此侍奉是理所当然的
After we have received all the mercies of God,
当我们得到了神一切的怜悯
How should we react?
我们应该怎么样有回应
How should we respond?
我们应该怎么样回应神的怜悯
We need to present our bodies.A living sacrifice.
我们需要将身体献上当作活祭。
Why the bodies?
为什么是身体?
Because it is with the bodies that we live our lives.
因为我们是用这个身体来过我们的生活。
It means our whole being.
就是我们整个的全人。
We need to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
我们要整个人献上当作活祭。
It is not a dead sacrifice.
不是一个死的祭
It is a living sacrifice.
而是一个活祭
It means that we live for him
就是说我们为他而活
who loves us
他爱我们
and love us to the uttermost
他爱我们到底
This is something holy
这是圣洁的
This is something acceptable to God
这是神所喜悦的
and this isOur worship and service.
这是我们的敬拜，这是我们的侍奉。
We want to worship God.
我们要敬拜主。
But how can we worship Him?
那我们如何的能敬拜他呢
？We worship Him by presenting ourselves to Him.
我们敬拜他，借着将自己献上。
We want to serve Him.
我们要侍奉他。
But how to serve Him?
我们怎么侍奉他
？Present yourself to Him.
将自己献给他
as a living sacrifice
当作活祭
and what will happen if you do that
如果你这样做有什么事情发生呢
you find in Romans 12 chapter verse 2
我们就发现在十二章第二节那里告诉我们
your mind will be renewed
你的心意就会更新而变化
what you see as precious to you
以前你认为宝贵的东西
The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life
眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲、今生的骄傲
The world
就是世界
Now your mind has changed
如今你的心思变化了
You despise these things
你就不再你就讨厌这些东西
What you consider as the will of God as hard And difficult.
本来你以为神的旨意是艰难的，是非常困难的。
Your mind has changed.
你的心思变化了。
You look at the command, the will of God as something loving and something good.
你就会发现神的命令乃是可爱的，是美善的。
Just like the Apostle Paul.
就好像使徒保罗。
After he met God, met Christ on the way to Damascus.
当他在大马色的路上遇见主之后
he presented himself to Christ.
他把自己献给基督
His mind was renewed.
他的心思被更新了
He began to look all things as dross.
他就看万事如粪土
For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
为要得这认识基督
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
this is the way to glory.
这是进荣耀的道路。
Now we would like to consider together.
我们愿意再来一起看。
In what different ways we may glorify God.
我们有什么不同的路来荣耀神。
Number one.
头一点。
We may glorify God with life.
我们要以我们的生活来荣耀神。
We know that Christ in you is the hope of glory.
我们知道基督在你们的里面 荣耀是荣耀的盼望。
Now how can Christ be increased within us?
基督的生命怎么样在我们里面增加呢？
How can he grow within us?
他如何能够在我们里面成长呢？
And you find, as you deny yourself, take up your cross and follow the Lord.
当你在那里舍己背十字架跟从主的时候，
Then Christ begins to grow in us.
基督在你里面就开始成长。
You will begin to behold the glory of the Lord.
你就开始在那里看到神的荣美。
With unveiled face.
就没有幔子给揭开。
And you will be changed from glory to glory.
你就会被改变，变成荣上加荣。
As by the Lord's Spirit.
就如神的灵所做的。
So we may glorify God in life.
所以我们要在我们生命里面来荣耀神。
This is the basic thing.
这是最基本的。
Number two.
第二点。
We may glorify God in deeds.
我们要在行为上来荣耀神。
In other words, we may glorify God in our works, in our hands.
就是在我们的工作、我们的行为上来荣耀神。
Now, how can we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
You know, we have a heart to serve.
你知道我们有一个侍奉主的心。
But naturally speaking,
从天然来讲，
when we want to serve God,
当我们要侍奉神的时候，
Now, how do we serve?
我们怎么侍奉他呢？
I think it is a common thing.
我觉得这是一般的情况。
If you have the will to desire to serve God,
如果你有一个侍奉神的意志，
unknowingly you will serve God with what you are.
不知不觉的就根据你所是的来侍奉神。
You use your own mind to serve God.
你用你自己的心思去侍奉神。
This is the way that God should be served.
哦，我们应该这样的侍奉神。
You use your own energy to serve God.
你用你自己的力量去侍奉神。
You use your own way to serve God.
你用你自己的方法去侍奉神。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when we first believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们刚刚信主的时候，
I think we have all gone through these things.
我们都有这样的经历。
Just like Moses,
就好像摩西一样。
He want to serve God with his natural eloquence.
他要用他自己天然的口才来侍奉神。
He want to serve God with his natural power.
他要用他天然的力量来侍奉神。
But thank God that God allowed him to fail.
但是感谢神是允许他失败。
God sent him to the wilderness.
神把他送到旷野去。
For 40 years.
40年之久。
To unlearn all he has learned.
叫他放掉他以前所学到的东西。
To undo himself.
就叫他整个的人给重新的放下。
Until he found that he has no utterance, he has no power.
直到他有一天他自己深知道他没有口才，没有力量。
And then he was sent to do the work by the power of God.
然后神的大能就差他去做神的工。
Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
So in our way of serving the Lord,
所以在我们侍奉主的路上，
we need to be delivered from all our natural strength.
我们需要从我们天然的这些的力量里面给拯救出来。
We have to serve in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们要借着圣灵的能力来侍奉。
And we can glorify God in our words.
我们也可以用我们的言语来荣耀神。
That is to say, we may praise God as a way to glorify God.
就是说我们要赞美神作为一个荣耀神的一条路。
We find in the Old Testament how the children of God praise God.
我们在旧约里面看到以色列的百姓怎么样来赞美神。
As Psalm says, if Psalm 50 says, whosoever praises God glorifies him.
诗篇第五十篇说，那些赞美神的，他那里荣耀神。
So we need to praise him.
所以我们需要来赞美他。
In Hebrews chapter 13,
在希伯来书13章那里告诉我们，
We need to offer the sacrifice of praise.
我们要以感谢为祭献给他。
As David said,
大卫所说的
in Psalms,
在诗篇里面
you may pray three times a day.
你一天三次来赞美。
Yes, yet you praise seven times a day.
你一天有七次的赞美。
We as God's people,
我们作为神的儿女
should be a people of praises.
我们要成为一些赞美的百姓。
We offer up thanksgiving to him in all things.
我们要在凡事上把感谢归给他。
This is the way to glorify him.
这是荣耀他的路。
And fourthly,
第四点,
we may glorify him in the church.
我们在教会的里面荣耀他。
Because God's purpose is corporate.
因为神的旨意乃是团体的。
He wants us to be the body of Christ.
他要我们成为基督的身体。
Now, how can we glorify him in the church?
我们如何能在教会里面荣耀他？
Instead of putting him to shame in the church.
免得我们叫他在教会里面得着羞辱。
Number one.
头一点。
Hold fast the head.
持守元首。
Every one of the members of the body of Christ.
每一个基督身体上面的肢体。
We must hold fast the head.
我们要持定元首。
In other words.
换句话说。
We allow Christ as our head.
我们实在让基督做我们的头。
In the church,
在教会里面,
there is only one head.
那里只有一个元首。
It is Christ.
就是基督。
He may have his representatives.
他可能有一些的代表。
But he is the head.
但是他是那元首。
And every member of the body of Christ hold fast the head.
每一个基督身体上的肢体都持定元首。
Now how do we do it?
我们怎么做呢?
It is through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is like the nervous system of the physical body.
因为圣灵好像我们肉身身体的那个神经系统一样。
That system goes through all over the body.
这个系统连到身体上每一个肢体。
It will relate not only all the outward things up to the head.
不单单把外面的一些的动作连于头。
But it will also pass on all the commands from the head.
也是从头向每一个肢体发号命令。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
it is very important that we have no obstruction in that communication.
所以我们要一定要知道在这一个上面发号司令的这个系统上面没有任何的拦阻。
We must abide in Christ.
我们需要住在主里面。
And he will abide in us.
他也住在我们里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, we will be in actuality, hold fast ahead.
借着圣灵我们就能够很自然实际的持定元首。
It is not a theory.
这不是一个理论。
It is a fact.
这是一个事实。
And not only that,
不单止这样,
but we must be united together and minister one to another.
我们也要这样彼此的供应彼此的服侍成连成一体。
We must diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in a bond of peace.
我们要竭力持守圣灵所赐合为一的心。
In our basic faith, we are one.
在我们基本的信仰上面是一。
We have one Holy Spirit, one Christ, and one Father, our God.
我们有一位父神，一位主，一位圣灵。
And on that basis, we must fellowship with one another.
在这个基础上，我们彼此要有交通。
Do not allow any differences in interpretation or in experience to divide us.
不要因着一些对圣经的解释或一些经历上的不同叫我们彼此来被分开。
We need to fellowship with one another.
我们需要有彼此的交通。
We need to open to one another.
我们需要向彼此来敞开。
We should not insist our own ideas.
我们不能够要坚持我们自己的看法。
And if we continue fellowshipping
如果我们能够继续的这样的交通
，We will arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们就能够在一切的真理上，我们进入合一，我们也能够真正的认识神的儿子。
In other words, the unity has two ends.
这个合一是有两端。
The unity of the Spirit is the beginning.
在圣灵里面的合一是开始。
The unity of the faith of the Son of God is the end.
在我们所有的信仰上面的合一，对于神儿子的认识，这是终点。
The unity of the Spirit has already been given.
圣灵的合一已经赐给我们。
That's Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3.
这是以弗所四章第三节。
The unity of the faith and the knowledge of God is to be arrived at.
对于神儿子的认识的完全的合一，那个我们还要达到。
That is in verse 13.
这是在四章第十三节。
It is one unity with two ends.
这是一个的合一是有两端。
One has been given.
有一边已经给了我们。
The other is to arrive at.
另外一边真道上的合一我们要达到。
How are you going to arrive at?
我们如何能够达到那个终点呢?
We must diligently keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我们要极力的持守与圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And then continue to fellowship with one another.
然后继续的在彼此的交通的里面。
Not because there are differences. We refused to fellowship.
不是因着我们有一些的不同的认识而停止交通。
But we are willing to fellowship.
我们是愿意交通。
We are open to fellowship.
我们实在是对有敞开的交通。
We do not insist on our own idea.
我们不坚持我们自己的看法。
We are open to receive whatever is from the Lord.
我们愿意从主那里接受任何主给我们的光照。
And gradually you will find we will come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们就能够渐渐地进入在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
And the faith there is the whole truth of the Bible.
那个真道乃是全本圣经的真理。
And to the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
在这个真道上跟认识神的儿子的事情上。
The knowledge here is full knowledge.
这里的认识乃是那个真正全面的认识。
It is experiential knowledge.
这是有带着经历的认识。
In other words, we experience Christ the same way.
我们就经历基督的事情上面，我们有相同的经历。
Not only we know the Word of God the same way.
我们不单单对于神的话，对于他的真道有相同的认识。
We experience Christ the same way.
我们也同样在经历基督上面有相同的经历。
And this is to be arrived at by continuing.Fellowshipping.
我们要在不断的交通里面才能够达到。
And this is a way to keep unity.
这是能够保守合一的道路。
And this is the way to glorify God in the church.
这是在教会里面荣耀神的道路。
And secondly,
第二点,
as members of the body of Christ,
作为基督身体上面的肢体。
Every one of us is given grace and gift.
每一位神都给了我们恩典与恩赐。
And we must, by the grace of God, exercise the gift that God has given us.
我们要借着神的恩典来运用神给我们的恩赐。
Share with one another.
彼此的来交通。
Minister with one another.
彼此的来服侍。
The universal priesthood of believers is something we must practice.
所有的信徒都是祭司，这是我们必须要实行的。
All priests serve God.
所有的祭司都侍奉神。
And we are all kingly priest.
我们都是君尊的祭司。
And we need to serve God by serving one another.
我们要侍奉神，我们也要彼此的服侍。
And this is the way for the increase of God in the body.
这是叫基督在教会里面得着成长。
So we find there are various ways that we can really glorify God.
我们就发现有不同的路，我们在那里荣耀神。
And if we glorify Him, He will glorify us.
如果我们荣耀他，他就荣耀我们。
Finally,
最后
，there is a warning.
有一个要我们被提醒的。
In our Lord's high priestly prayer in John 17.
我们主在约翰福音十七章里面那个大祭司的祷告当中
You find glory is mentioned twice.
你发现荣耀在这里提了两次
First, it is mentioned in verse 5. He said, Our Lord Jesus said, Now glorify me, thou Father, along with thyself, with the glory which I have along with thee before the world was.
约翰十七章第五节，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先，我同你所有的荣耀。
Here you find the first mentioning of glory in our Lord's prayer.
这是在我们主祷告里面头一次提到荣耀。
Now the Lord is going back to the Father.
主如今要回到父那里去。
And he said, "You glorify me."
他说，求你荣耀我。
Now with what glory?
是用什么荣耀来荣耀他呢
？With the glory that I had with you even before the foundation of the world.
就是在未有世界以前，以前我同你所有的荣耀。
And that is the glory of the Godhead.
这是神格里面的荣耀。
The glory of the Godhead is exclusively God's.
神格里面的荣耀是唯独属于神的。
Only the Son can share.With the Father.
只有独生子能够与父分享的这个荣耀。
When our Lord Jesus came into this world,
当我们的主来到地上的时候
He lay aside this glory.
他放下他这个荣耀。
And he became a man.
他成为一个人。
But now he is going back to the Father.
如今他要回到父那里去。
And he is going to take up again the glory that he had with the Father even before the world was.
如今他要取回他与父同有未有世界之前与父同享的那个荣耀。
This is the glory that is exclusively God's.
这个荣耀是只有属于神的。
Nobody can partake in that glory.
没有任何人能够得到分享这个荣耀。
But then you find as he prayed on.
但你发现他继续祷告的时候。
You find in verse 24.
第24节。
Father, as to those whom thou hast given me, I desire that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may behold my glory.Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我。
Now, if you read very carefully,
如果你很小心的来读
，you find the glory that he mentioned.Is different from what he mentioned in verse 5.
这里所讲的荣耀跟五节提到荣耀是不同的。
Because in verse 5, he refers he refers to the glory that he had with the Father even before he came into this world.
第五节讲到荣耀，乃是在他来到地上之前，在创世以前与父同有的那个荣耀。
This is the glory of the Godhead.
这是神格里面的荣耀。
This is what God is.
这是神就是这样的。
Nobody can partake in it.
没有人能够进入这个关系里面。
In the Godhead, there are only three persons.
在神格里面只有三位。
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
父神、子神、圣灵。
He is God.
他是神。
Alone is God.
只有他是神。
There is no one else.
没有别的。
And this glory belongs to Him exclusively.
这一个荣耀是唯独属于他的。
But then you find there's another glory.
还有另外一种的荣耀。
He said, Father.
他说父啊。
Those who are mine.
那些属于我的。
I want them to be with me.
我要他们与我同在。
That they may behold the glory which thou hast given me.
叫他们能够看到你赐给我的荣耀。
Why?
为什么?
Because that is the glory he wants to give to us.
因为这个荣耀是他要赐给我们的。
So the glory here refers to the glory of Christ as the Son of Man.
在这里讲到的荣耀是做人子身上的荣耀。
It is because he has emptied himself.
因为他已经倒空了他自己。
It is because he has taken up a bondman's form.
他取了一个奴仆的形象。
It is because he came in the figure of a man.
因为他做了那个人的样式。
It is because he was obedient even unto death.
因着他存心顺服以至于死。
And the death of the cross.
而且死在十字架上。
So the Father has highly exalted him.
所以父就把他升为至高。
Giving him a name above every name.
赏给他万名之上的名。
And in that name every knee shall bow.
愿着这个名万膝要跪拜。
Every tongue to confess.
万口要承认。
That Jesus is Lord.
耶稣是主。
To the Father's glory.
使荣耀归给父神。
So in other words.
换句话说。
You find as the Son of Man, he was so obedient to the Father.
作为一个人子他是那样的顺服父神。
So he was given the glory as the Son of Man.
所以他作为一个人子，神就赐下荣耀给他。
And this is the glory that he will share with us.
这是他要与我们分享的那个荣耀。
This is the meaning that our leader will lead us many sons into glory.
这个就是我们的元帅，我们的领袖要带许多的儿子进荣耀里的那种荣耀。
Now the reason why we mention that.
为什么我要讲这一点?
It is because when we are really seeking for glory.
因为当我们在这里追求荣耀的时候,
It is very easy to be distracted.
因为我们很容易就给这些问题来拦阻我们。
For instance,
比如说
You find that in the world there are a people whom we call mystics.
比如说在世上有一些人称为奥秘派的。
From every centuries you find people who are mystics.
每一个世纪里面都有这种奥秘派的人。
Even though generally speaking all Christians are mystics.
其实从一般来讲所有的信基督徒都是奥秘派的。
Because We are those who seek for God.
因为我们是那一些寻求神的人。
But there are certain people.
但是有某一群的人。
Who seek God in such a way.
他们是这样来追求神。
They are willing to sacrifice everything for.
他们愿意为主牺牲一切。
And if you read their history.
如果你读他们的历史。
How they try to ill-treat their body.
他们如何的来苦待他们自己。
Because they think the body is material.
因为他们觉得这个身体是
matter,
物质的。
Is matter.
这些是事物。
And matter is evil.
这些事物是邪恶的。
So you have to ill-treat it.
所以你要苦待它。
They will sleep on a bed with irons.
他们是睡在钉床上。
They will even wear the shirts.
他们带着这些的，穿着这些有石头的衣服。
They were so ill, they are ill-treated body even to almost death.
他们这样的苦待他们自己，甚至丧命。
Even Martin Luther did that.
马丁路德曾经这样。
And by doing that, they think they will put their body under.
这样做他们就能够说制服他们的肉体。
And they will be able to be united with God.
他们就能够与主与神联合。
And eventually, they will be in the Godhead.
最后他们能够进入神格。
You remember, a saying by Madame Guyon.
你记得开恩夫人这样说。
Many people admire Madame Guyon.
很多人非常的仰慕盖恩夫人。
Because his life was so beautiful.
因为他的生命实在是美丽。
And she was one of the mystics.
他是奥秘派的一员。
She said,
他说
We are like a drop of water.
我们好像那一滴水。
And we'll gradually flow and flow and flow until we reach the ocean.
我们就是慢慢慢慢流到大海洋里面。
And when we arrive at the ocean,
当我们进到大海里面
it will be so mixed with the ocean,
就能够与大海相融
that it becomes one with the ocean.
就与大海合为一。
Now this is a very beautiful saying.
这是一个美丽的言语。
But unfortunately, there is some point of heresy there.
但是很可惜里面有一些不准确的异端在里面。
Because among the mystics, they seek for the union with God.
因为在奥秘派他们寻求与神联合。
And union to such an extent.
他们联合到一个程度。
That is the deification of man.
人会变成神。
Merged with God himself.
与神完全的 联合。
And this kind of teaching is still here today.
今天仍然有这样的教导。
The desire is good.
那个心意是好的。
But unfortunately, the enemy tries to twist it.
但很可惜仇敌在这里就做个手脚。
Instead of seeing that the glory that God would give us is according to the glory of the Son of Man.
他们没有看到神要我们得到的荣耀乃是人子身上的荣耀。
We enter into glory because of the life of Christ.
我们能够进荣耀是因着基督的生命。
It is not that we become deity.
不是说我们要成为神。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
I think this is just something to warn us.
我只是讲这一点来提醒我们。
We need to seek to glorify God.
我们需要寻求我们去荣耀神。
That God may glorify us.
让神也荣耀，叫我们得荣耀。
Just as Christ, after he has glorified God in the world, as a man, God glorified him.
就是当基督在地上做人的时候，他荣耀了父神，神也叫他得荣耀。
And this is the glory that God would give to all those who glorify him.
这个荣耀是神要赐给所有荣耀他的人。
So may the Lord help us.
求主帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we bow to worship Thee.
亲爱的主，我们俯伏敬拜。
Because it is Thy will to make us many sons into glory.
因为是你的旨意，要我们许多的儿子进荣耀。
Teach us how to glorify Thee.
教导我们，叫我们知道如何荣耀你。
That we may be glorified.
也让我们也得着荣耀。
We commit one another into your care.
我们把每一个人都交在你的手中。
Pray that I will go with us to our various places.
求主的同在随着我们到不同的地方回去。
To testify to the world.
叫我们向世人做见证。
That thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。